USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Alan Dershowitz, a member of President Donald Trump's legal team, argued that a quid pro quo arrangement that benefits the president politically is fine because all politicians believe their elections are in the public interest.
Anything that would make a quid pro quo unlawful is if the quo were in some way illegal. There are three possible motives that a political figure can have. One, a motive in the public interest, and the Israel argument would be in the public interest. The second is in his own political interest, and the third, which hasn't been mentioned, would be in his own financial interest.
He said that if Trump did withhold nearly $400 million in aid to pressure Ukraine to announce the investigations of Democrats to help his campaign, it wasn't impeachable because Trump thinks his election would be to the country's benefits. Therefore, he had no corrupt motive. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Facebook said it reached a $550 million settlement related to a lawsuit that claimed it illegally collected and stored data from millions of users without their consent. The lawsuit began in 2015 when Illinois users accused Facebook of violating the state's Biometric Information Privacy Act and collecting that data. Facebook allegedly accomplished this through its tag suggestions feature, which allowed users to recognize their Facebook friends from previously uploaded photos. Two of the largest banks in the U.S. say they will now stop donating millions of dollars to Florida's private school voucher program after a newspaper investigation found that some of the program's beneficiaries discriminate against LGBTQ students. In a statement, Wells Fargo confirmed that it would no longer participate, and in a tweet yesterday, Fifth Third Bank, based in Cincinnati, has told officials with the voucher program that it will also stop participating. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
South Korea reports that a small earthquake was detected near North Korea's nuclear test site. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The tremor occurred in an area near Kilju. The minor quake is believed to be the result of North Korea's sixth nuclear test, which occurred September of 2017. Experts say that test may have involved a bomb that released the same energy as 108 kilotons of TNT. 3 years ago, they also warned of a major environmental disaster as a result of the explosion. Seoul's weather agency described the tremor as a natural earthquake and said it occurred in an area less than 2 miles from North Korea's nuclear test site.
An underwater explorer believes he's found the wreck of a ship that vanished nearly a century ago. The SS Cotopaxi was thought to have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle in 1925, but a new show for the Science Channel, it's now concluded it sank off the North Florida coast. The steam-powered bulk carrier left from Charleston, South Carolina for Havana on November 29, 1925, with 32 passengers. The ship never made it to Cuba, and none of the bodies were ever recovered. According to the National Ocean Service, the port city is north of the Bermuda Triangle and part of the Atlantic Ocean, generally located between Miami, Bermuda, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Science Channel will show Barnett's journey to the Cotopaxi and the series premiere of a show called Shipwreck Secrets. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.